This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out. I'm here at the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, in Las Vegas. It's that annual mecca to Sin City every January to see tomorrow's technology today. You need to be in the industry to attend. There's about 180,000 of us here that are all sort of kicking the tires on what's coming down the road, and it's very, very exciting. But I'm here to share with you this hour all the cool things that you can look forward to in the near future, shown here at CES, from giant TVs and ridiculously fast laptops to robotic pets and self-driving cars. We've got several guests lined up for you this hour. In a moment, award-winning journalist Jen Jolly will join us. Mario Armstrong from NBC will share his top picks. We'll talk with the inventor of a retro music player called Mixtape that's coming out in March. And we'll also chat with Ingram Micro, the world's biggest technology distributor, about their work with Indiegogo, the crowdfunding platform, and how they're going to help entrepreneurs with getting their products out to customers. They were also at CES, and I caught up with them here at the show. That's all coming up this hour on this special CES edition of Tech It Out. I'm here with the lovely Jen Jolly. Jennifer Jolly is an award-winning journalist. She writes for a bunch of different places, including USA Today, a fellow columnist at USA Today. And I've never seen her live on stage before until today, and I was blown away. Jen, that was amazing.
Oh, thank you. I think, though, that, you know, all props should go to that hat that I wore on. I wore a top hat with a screen. So that was to kind of divert everybody's, you know, the audience away from me and to the amazing technology.
Well,
you know,
that was a great way to enter on stage, but that was only for the first couple of minutes. You did a great job. So what I'm referring to is Last Gadget Standing. This is an annual event within the Consumer Electronics Show where we celebrate new gadgets that are debuting. It's kind of like a Shark Tank or a Dragon's Den kind of show where people have a couple of minutes to pitch their idea. The product has to be pretty much ready to go, and then the audience votes by applause. So you hosted today. You were great.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was really great to get with a lot of the creators. You know, there's so many freaking gadgets here, and we don't get to spend a lot of time with the creators and really hear about their vision for it. So to see those 10 different companies, those 10 different gadgets, get to learn a little more of their backstory. Yeah. That was really cool.
All right, so obviously CES is so overwhelming, as you mentioned, so many products with so little time. So let's jump right into some of your favorites, Jennifer Jolly. And by the way, you can go to techish.com to read Jen's blogs and her reviews and videos, watch her videos and stuff. All right, so Jennifer, what were some of the standouts for you at the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show?
Well, one of my favorite things was, or is, the Lenovo Smart Alarm Clock. Now, When's the last time you heard about an alarm clock, right? We all have used our phones for a long time. Since these iPhones came out, we use those. Well, all that blue light, the pings, the dings, waking up and logging in, you know, looking at our emails, it's made us too connected. Our sleep has really suffered. So Lenovo made this really small, it's almost like a really small Google Home Hub, but it, you know, it's got that form factor of an old-fashioned alarm clock with Google Assistant built in, wakes you up gently with light, with sound. It's just kind of all the best of how we need to wake up, get rid of our smartphones, and wake up easily in the morning. All the best from the old school with that next generation bit of technology packed in.
Can you listen to music? I know you said there's lights and stuff, but can you choose your favorite radio station or a Spotify playlist or something?
Anything that you can do on Google, anything you can do. Spotify playlist, you can do music, weather, sports. You can have it talk nicely with all the other smart things in your house. You know, it can basically, you can run a morning routine where you have it wake you up gently, you know, nice and easy. No, none of that like wah, 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 horrible alarm sound of the past. And it will turn on your lights around you. It can wake your kids up, you know, talking with the Nest Cam that you might or may not have in your kid's room. It can tell you, you know, redo your calendar appointments for the day. And you get all of that packed into this really small, it's no bigger than my hand, device for just under $80. So
oh, wow.
I really, really like that one.
Yeah, the price point is right. So it just joins your Wi-Fi and you're off to the races. Any word on when it's coming out?
Spring of 2019, I think.
What's the name? What's the name of it?
The name is a little bit forgettable, but Lenovo Smart Clock. And that's, you know, what I like. You see so many wild, wacky gadgets. You know, Hyundai unveiled that concept car with legs, a car with legs. You see all these wild things here. But when I really walk away from the show and I think, what will I actually buy this year?
Practical.
Solves a problem. Right. That's one of them.
The product, the Hyundai Elevate, I think it's called, we should just clarify that the reason why it's like a car with legs instead of wheels, it's meant to be used in emergency situations when you maybe need to have something climb over rubble or through flooded waterways to get a person who's in need to get them to safety. So that's the idea, though, behind it. It's not just to run down the road. We should just clarify, even though that would be
Be really cool, right?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. The running man. So the Lenovo Smart Alarm Clock topped your list for one of the most practical and affordable gadgets at the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show.
Where are we? It's hard to keep up. After we've both been up for 20 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
4 or 5 days in a row. You know, it is. It's so hard to just, where are we? What day is it? But it's, you know, this show will last now for weeks after this. Gadgets here and gadgets there. And it does really set the tone for the entire year.
All right. So what's another highlight for you, Jen?
Well, I started my show with a first look tour. We actually had a big scoop on this, of the smart home of the future. It's the Builder KB Home Project, P-R-O-J-E-K-T. And what these guys did, instead of having a booth among the bajillion other booths the size of 50, almost 58 football fields in the Las Vegas Convention Center and surrounding hotels, they built an entire home from the foundation up about 15 minutes outside of Las Vegas, off the Strip. It's in the Inspirata community of the Las Vegas area. It's actually in Henderson, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And this home has 400 connected gadgets in it. So you walk in the front door, and that wakes the home up. The lights come on. A voice welcomes you home. The temperature's set exactly how you want it. The air is purified. You know, it just basically, this home comes alive with your presence. So what was really remarkable about that for me is, you know, we see the smart doorbells. We see the smart lights, the talking toilets, you know, Alexa-enabled toilets, all that. But to see it all in one place, working together, that was really fantastic. And it really gave a first glimpse of what our lives will be like as this tech continues to evolve.
Since this is radio, is there anywhere our listeners can go to online to watch you inside of this smart home that was built in Henderson?
You can go to the tech section of usatoday.com, and then over on the left, you'll click on columnists. You'll see Mark there. This wasn't just a home packed with tech. This was a home built from the foundation up to make you healthier as well. And Delos launched this thing called Darwin, and it monitors indoor air quality, temperature, syncs the home smart lighting to match the human body's natural rhythms, promoting quality sleep and overall wellness. And that, to me, is so, so, so important. Not just gadgets for gadget's sake, not just a smart house to copy the Jetsons, which is really cool, but not very practical.
And Rosie the robot, who's cleaning up. Yeah.
Right? Well, there was an actual robot that greeted me when I walked in the door. His name is Keeker. He doesn't do windows yet, but I have a feeling that that's coming. But yeah.
We can hope.
The idea that your house should actually work for you all the time and clean the air that you breathe all around you. There's a living wall filled with vegetables right off the kitchen. It's just so cool.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Let's end off with one more. So we've talked about this smart alarm clock that is only $80 coming out in a couple of months. Then this smart home of the future that was built outside of Las Vegas that you can take us through your USA Today video. How about one more gadget that stopped you in your tracks this week?
Okay, well, this is decidedly low tech in terms of there's no dials, you don't have to plug it in, but the Sheertex pantyhose.
I saw a picture of you on social media with that. With the indestructible pantyhose.
Indestructible nylons, people. If you're a woman, you've ever worn nylons, you know you're just trying to pull them up and they snag, they tear, they run, they rip. So these guys created a way. They built these nylons out of polymer, the same kind of fabrication that goes into bulletproof vests. And I really couldn't. I tried really hard, and I'm kind of a strong gal. Like, I could not rip these things. I couldn't tear them with my fingernails. I couldn't bite them with my teeth. That's remarkable.
That's awesome. Okay, what's the name again?
Those are Sheertex, and they actually look sheer. They look like normal nylons. They're crazy.
Any announcement for price or availability?
$99. They're out now.
I try them on, and you know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So as long as you don't tell anybody, no, it's okay.
I would never dream of telling anyone. You've got a picture of that, right?
Awesome. Jen Jolly, you're amazing to chat with and amazing to watch on stage and to read. So keep up the great work. It's always a pleasure chatting with you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's my pleasure.
I'm here at the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show, and after this short break, we're going to talk with Mario Armstrong, NBC personality, about his top tech picks from the show. Before we continue on with the program, however, a quick thank you to my sponsor. Tech It Out is powered by ASUS. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. And they made a big splash here at CES. I'll tell you later on in the program about a product called the Mothership. Cool stuff. ASUS.com/US/radio for more info. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Unisom presents A Bedtime Story.
A lot of people ask me, "Hey Einstein, how do you get all those ideas?" My formula is simple. Get a good night's sleep. Because sleep equals dreams, and dreams are where the magic happens. With Unisom sleep tabs, you get to your dreams faster, because you'll fall asleep 33% faster. So good night, sleep tight, and keep your dreams alive with Unisom.
Versus placebo in a clinical study. Use as directed.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Mark here at the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show. I found a quiet spot on the show floor, miraculously, where I can share with you a few highlights of products that I've seen today in action. This is the show, of course, where you get to kick the tires on all the technology coming out in the near future. Let's start off with TVs, and huge TVs at that. That is a big trend here. I saw last night the Sony Master Series TVs, the Z9G TVs that are up to, get this, 98 inches. And not only are they huge, but they're Sony's first consumer 8K televisions. So you probably have an HD TV at home, and an even smaller number of listeners have a 4K TV, which offers you four times the resolution of HD. But these upcoming 8K televisions have four times the resolution of 4K quality. In plain English, this is about 33 million little dots or pixels that make up the image, so it's super, super clear and and crisp. And again, with up to 98 inches, you're not seeing any imperfections in that picture, no matter how close you sit. Now, you're probably asking yourself, well, where's the 8K content? Well, there isn't any yet. That is mainstream. NASA recorded something last month from space that you may be able to access, but what you're going to need to take advantage of is what's called upscaling technology. So when you're watching a 4K picture, maybe say on Netflix, when you have an 8K TV, it'll upscale it to near 8K quality. So you're still benefiting from these panels that are just amazing. So this is coming at some point in 2019, but no word yet on when. Sony also showed off this gorgeous OLED TV, different panel technology altogether, that is up to 77 inches. These are those ridiculously thin TVs that have outstanding contrast, so deep blacks. They've got wide viewing angles, and this is the largest OLED TV Sony has ever come out with. So really cool stuff here at the Consumer Electronics Show. The sound of that smart TV, by the way, actually comes out of the screen itself. So really, really cool. Just one more product from Sony before I move on. I'm actually near their booth right now. Is this PG10 Ultimate Outdoor Party Speaker. So this looks like a big cube speaker. It is portable, but it's meant for tailgating. So whether you're at a tailgate party outside of a football stadium or you're at a barbecue, you bring this with you. It's got very loud sound, of course, and clear sound, well balanced. And it has, of course, the fact that it's battery powered. It's got up to 13 hours of battery life, and you can charge up your smartphone too. But I love that this also has this top that unfolds, and now you've got a table for your snacks, and you've got four cup holders to put your cold ones into. How smart is that? So this works with both Bluetooth and wired devices. It also has a built-in FM radio. And again, most importantly, great quality sound. It'll be available for $250 this spring when it comes out from Sony. All right, let's move on to laptops. The MateBook 13 from Huawei was super impressive. It is a ridiculously thin but beautifully crafted laptop with an 88% screen-to-body ratio that's also a touchscreen. It has the latest Intel processor and the Core i7 model comes with an NVIDIA GeForce discrete graphics chip inside for gamers and video editors. Battery life tops 10 hours, and it starts at under a grand, and that includes 1 year of Microsoft Office 365. This is later in January that you'll be able to pick up this Huawei MateBook 13. People are calling it the MacBook killer. And of course, the MacBook does not have a touchscreen as well, so a lot of benefits to this. Not to mention, I do prefer the Windows operating system. It's a lot more versatile. That's just me. And I know all the shortcuts and all that, right? Next up is the HiMirror Mini Smart Mirror. This is so cool. So it's basically a small desktop or tabletop mirror that you may have on your, you know, dresser in your bedroom. But it is a virtual beauty and health consultant inside the mirror that offers you personalized skincare analysis. And it's compatible with Alexa for those with a Prime account. You can basically take advantage of the fact that this mirror will assess your skin's condition, including wrinkles, fine lines, complexion issues, dark circles, pores, and give you advice and tips and tricks on how to combat it. It also plays videos on this mirror, believe it or not, and it can stream music from your Spotify account. It's got, again, it's a smart screen with a touchscreen, in fact, built into the mirror, and it has LED lights surrounding it for when you are using it as a mirror, but it's also a smart speaker with Alexa support, as I mentioned. You can even access social media on this thing, but it's really used for your complexion and taking advantage of that health consultant technology. It's only $119, and it's available now. Again, it's called the HiMirror Mini Smart Mirror. Let's leave off this segment with two car technologies that were really cool. Both are tied to self-driving. Toyota is here with its Guardian 4.0 technology. It's built upon the latest Lexus LS 500H vehicle, and they're promoting Guardian as a safety technology by using a 360-degree monitoring system to predict, plan, and prevent accidents from happening. Toyota believes it's so important that they're offering this to their competitors. And that's, again, Toyota Guardian 4.0. And finally, Nissan is here with what's called invisible-to-visible technology, or I2V for short. It's designed to make driving smarter, safer, and more engaging. It uses augmented reality to to use the real world with digital data in real time from roads, cars, and other devices to help you on the road or when you're looking for a parking spot. So it's for safety and for convenience. Also, it has an augmented reality avatar feature where it's like you virtually have someone beside you who may not really be there in person. Really cool stuff, kind of like a hologram. Very cool stuff from Nissan. This is just a sampling of the kinds of things you can expect here at CES. Throughout the rest of this show, you're going to hear other technologies that I'm going to be talking about and interviewing other experts on. So I hope you've been enjoying this. We are here in Las Vegas for the 52nd annual Consumer Electronics Show, also known as the Car Electronics Show.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out on the Radio America Network.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. If you watch TV, then no doubt you've seen Mario Armstrong. He's a tech and lifestyle expert. He's been on the Today Show often and other programs, and I caught up with Mario at CES to get his favorite products from the show.
All right, I'm here with Mario at CES 2019. How's your show going so far?
So far, super busy, man. Like you, we are TV mates. You're on one side of the booth, I'm on the other side of the booth, and we're doing our thing, sharing information and advice across the country on TV. But we both had to be here at like 4 a.m. Vegas time. So I'm
2 a.m. for me.
2 a.m.
So
for you.
You got to sleep in.
Oh, man, I got a couple extra hours.
Why don't you share with us some of the highlights from this morning for you?
Yeah, and I think, you know, this show was one of those big shows where it's a Super Bowl of technology, and you're right, I'm showing a couple things. The first one that kind of jumps out to me is something I use every night, which is Sleep. So Sleep Number is one of my favorite brands. I've been using that bed for about 10 years, but they're here at the show because they're showing their adjustable beds, their smart 360 beds, and these beds adjust as you sleep. They help try to give you a better sleep, better rest. They've even partnered with the NFL because they want players to get better enhancement, more productivity. So that's a big one. Sleep Number is really going to give you deeper personal insights, is what they're looking for, because they have an app that tracks a lot of stuff. So your heart rate, your breathing rate, you get a sleep score at the end of the next day to see how much sleep you and how much rest you really got. How many times did you wake up and get out of bed? Like, all of these things give you a better indication of where you are on your rest and what you can do to enhance that. And they're going to go deeper in those areas.
And that's something relevant to anyone, right?
It's true. It's
whether
true.
You're an NFL athlete or
that's,
not.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of pointed out, because I'm like, if athletes see that as important, then we as everyday people should really understand that that's important for us. Like, having great sleep really helps us be more productive. It helps us be better parents. It helps us make better decisions throughout the day. So I'm happy about that particular brand. Canon is here, and they always have a huge booth, but they have a new camera system that's called the EOS R. And essentially what this is a smaller format for maybe advanced amateurs and pro photographers that are looking for another option other than a DSLR, but they want something that's really powerful but also compact. And what's really cool about that is you can use your existing EF lenses on that, so there's no additional cost for photographers.
Right, so it's just a little bit bigger than, say, a point-and-shoot camera,
right.
But it does support the lenses for macro photography, telephoto lens, wide angle, and so on.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the beauty of why I like it. I mean, you know, it can capture 4K video. It looks great with low light imaging. It looks really great. 30.3 megapixel CMOS sensor on that, which is awesome to have. But essentially, the big thing for photographers that already have lenses is that you can use, you know, EF lenses with one of their three mounts that they have.
Yeah, awesome. Again, because you're not trading size for functionality.
Right.
You're getting a small form factor, but the prosumer, let's say,
that's right.
Quality that you want, which blows away what your smartphone can do.
Yeah.
Not to mention smartphones, they're getting better all the time, for sure, but
for sure.
Still not great for low light.
No.
And
no
zoom, right?
No, and no zoom. Not the way you want. Yeah. Nowhere near. A couple of the other things are like smart security. So Uma has come out with a new security system, which is great because they have the option now to have not only cameras that are indoor and outdoor, but that system can actually run even if it has a power outage or an internet outage, which is great to have as a backup.
And what's the name of that? So that I know the company Uma. They make like VoIP phone systems.
Yeah, they do. It's true.
Yeah.
But this is the Uma Smart Cam. So that's the name of that particular product. Schlage has a next generation deadbolt. So this is a deadbolt that you can now be able to control from your mobile device. The best thing I like about that is not only do you have the access to do that, but you can create up to 100 different codes for people. I don't have 100 people that need to get in my house, but it's great to know that I could give my son a code or family or relatives.
Yeah.
Or if I need to do it on the fly to let someone in the house, they can get in.
So, for example, you have a housekeeper that comes every, say, Saturday from 12 till 5. You can make that code only work for that day of the week and only those hours of the day.
You can do temporary, recurring times, you know, or permanent. Absolutely.
Can you see on the app, Mario, if like who used it?
You'll get those real-time notifications knowing exactly who actually has been in and out of that door. And then the other thing that's in the home, speaking of home, is the Sensuate by Kohler, which is basically a faucet, the Sensuate faucet. But
it's actually a nice-looking one, I have to say.
It's beautiful to see. It's all chrome, but it's touchless. But what's really great is it's voice-activated. So you can actually talk to it and tell it to turn the water on and off. But
Like Alexa?
Like Alexa. It's true.
It doesn't use Alexa or Google, or is it its own proprietary?
No, it's true. You can use any of your preferred voice-activated devices. So whichever one you have, you can use that. But you can even get more specific. You can tell it, like, you put the pot in the sink, and you can say, 2 cups of water, and it will actually give you the precise measurement.
That is cool.
That's pretty neat.
That's not a gimmick. That's a game changer.
No, that's a real deal thing. The type of things that I'm really interested in seeing, and I know, you know, you've been covering the industry from, like, 96, seeing so many things, and you get jaded. I'm really looking for things things that are more mindful for us, things that
practical.
Things that we can really use that either make us smarter, give us better entertainment,
better sleep,
or even stuff that can help our kids pursue their passions and their dreams, like how it can help entrepreneurs think of the next thing to create. I'm big on the usage of technology to enhance whatever your life or personal growth goals are.
Awesome. All right, so Mario, as we wrap up, tell us where we can see you, where we can hear you.
I'm a technology contributor on NBC, so you can catch me from time to time on the Today Show. Instagram, I'm doing a lot on Instagram, and that's probably the best place to really connect with me. I do a lot of mentorship and posting there, so at Mario Armstrong. And then our TV show, NeverSettle.tv, which is an inspirational show that uses technology but also tries to teach people how to pursue their passion and their goals in life and overcome fear and all these things that hold us back, but also the technology that can help you execute on that.
Awesome. And then finally, is there a website where we can learn more about this or more about you and your work?
Yeah, I would say bestofces.com is where I'm showing everything from CES, and then MarioArmstrong.com is where you can find out everything about me and connect with me.
Awesome. Well, I know you could use that Sleep Number bed here in Vegas. It's too bad you don't have it.
I know. I was like trying to find a hotel that had Sleep Number beds. I really was.
But you look well rested. Have a great rest of your show. Thank you so much for your time, Mario.
You look good for being here 2 hours earlier than me, by the way.
And again tomorrow.
And again. So keep up the great work, man. Yeah, it's been an honor to be on.
Likewise. Thanks, man. Cheers.
Clearly, we were a little bit giddy from our sleep deprivation. You probably heard the same tone in Jennifer Jolly's voice, my first guest on the show this week. Before we take a short break, I was telling you about the Asus Mothership computer that they unveiled here at CES. Wow. So this is kind of like a laptop and a desktop in one machine. That is, it is battery powered. You bring it with you to go maybe to a LAN party, you know, some sort of gaming tournament, and then you prop up the screen, a beautiful 17-inch display on a little kickstand, and then you can remove the keyboard, which you can't do with most laptops, and position it however you like. It's an RGB keyboard, so it lights up underneath. And then you can game on with your friends and have a great time with this power under the hood of the Mothership, a very unique form factor from Asus coming at some point in 2019. No price has been announced just yet, but cool stuff. When we return, we're going to talk with Ingram Micro about their Indiegogo partnership at CES. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check it out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-477-1551. 800-477-1551. 800-477-1551. That's 800-477-1551.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off. Plus, save up to 40% on select HP printers. Now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/12/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Welcome back to this special CES edition of Tech It Out here at the Consumer Electronics Show. As previously mentioned, we're now going to catch up with Ingram Micro to talk about them helping Indiegogo companies with shipping and logistics needs. Here's Tony Holbrook. He is the Executive Director of Global Marketing and Commerce Development at Ingram Micro. All right, so I'm here with Tony in what I was going to call it a quiet area of the booth. It's not no such thing at CES. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How's your show so far?
It's been great. There's been a lot of traffic coming through. There's been a lot of people, a lot of excitement. Everyone wants to see the new stuff.
And this is really an interesting part of the Consumer Electronics Show, Eureka Park, within the Sands Expo and Convention Center, because this is where a lot of the innovation takes place. If you go to the convention show floor, where I spent a lot of time today and yesterday, you know, those are the big guys, like the Samsungs and the LGs and the Sonys and so on. But here, there's a lot of startup culture, if you will, and you've actually partnered with Indiegogo, of course, a big crowdfunding platform. So tell us about your involvement with CES and what's your work relationship like with Indiegogo?
Yeah, well, Indiegogo, that relationship came about as just part of, we had a lot of customers that we were working with that were naturally crowdfunding, naturally trying to launch, naturally trying to do that stuff anyway. And we just thought we would put some polish on that whole relationship and really try to put a program together that would enable these startups to be successful. We find that a lot of these startups, they have great ideas, they have the right initiatives, but they fail for reasons that are out of their control or just inexperience. So we made a decision back in 2017 to partner with Indiegogo and really help put a program together to help these guys launch. And like you said, a lot of these guys end up on the main show floor. They all start here. A lot of the guys that are upstairs now, they started down here and then they kind of graduate up. And so that's what we like to do is help them get to the next floor.
So actually, let's dovetail back and talk about Ingram Micro and where your expertise lies as a company on how you can help these entrepreneurs on a crowdfunding platform like Indiegogo. Tell us a bit about the company and your work specifically in the e-commerce part of it.
Right. So Ingram Micro has always been really, really good at getting product into the retailers and ultimately enabling it for the end consumers to have that in their hands, right? And so what we've always focused on is getting the automation and the ease of sort of transaction to happen for these brands to be able to get the products into the hands of the end consumers. Ingram Micro is known for being a distributor. Increasingly, brands want to have that relationship with the end consumers, or they want to have the ability to sort of have a hybrid relationship where they manage through a distribution relationship in some cases and they manage direct in other cases. And they need help to be able to go into other regions, go from the U.S. into Canada, Canada into the U.S., whatever that happens to be. So our e-commerce fulfillment services is really focused on helping the brand get that sort of thing set up so that they have the options to go distribution when it makes sense or go direct when it makes sense. And it's product by product, it's launch by launch, it's year by year. Things can change at the beginning, they can change later on.
All right, so often the easy part for them is coming up with a cool idea, but it's in the execution of that is where you're saying that it may be a weaker link for them, and that's where you can help out.
Yeah, that's correct. Crowdfunding has always been a great platform for raising money and doing that sort of thing. Where it's fallen down is the actual fulfillment. You know, Ingram Micro has the ability to really help these guys from our experience, from our infrastructure, from our global scale, to be able to help them overcome some of the challenges that they would normally face that would really kind of crush their business in some cases, not for the sake of a poor product or a poor idea, it's just poor execution. So that's where we think we can help them and give their product a good chance. And, you know, Ingram Micro is always interested in getting the next new product, the hot new thing, and getting that out to the market as quick as possible. So we believe that if we can partner with somebody early and help them get to that next stage, we're going to help them launch right through to that next stage of growth.
So without getting too deep into the weeds, Tony, let's say I have an Indiegogo campaign.
campaign that's active, or I'm about to launch one, and I'm here at Eureka Park, and I want to talk to you on behalf of Ingram Micro about a partnership. Without getting too deep into it, what kind of arrangement is it?
Yeah, so it's actually, there's no hard lines or anything like that. We like to get involved early. Typically, we say 3 to 5 months before the campaign launches, we like to start talking. We talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, and for whatever reason, they may choose to do it themselves, or they may change direction, and that's fine. We give them advice for the first few months, and then really when it gets into reality is about a month or two right before they launch. That's when they have to start setting shipping prices, decide what countries they're going to sell into, make hard decisions whether to maybe not offer shipping in Europe or just really focus on the U.S. because they can handle that sort of thing. So that's where we like to focus.
And so they just commit to working with Ingram Micro as a distributor for their product, and that's all they really need to do on their end, or is there more to it?
No, that's correct. They reach out to us. They say, look, we need your guys' help with the fulfillment side of things. This is what we want to do. So we continue down that path. We nail down pricing. We secure volume. We secure resources. And we help them get to the end consumer.
And how long has this partnership been in place with Indiegogo? And can you maybe give us an example of a successful Indiegogo campaign that you had a hand in?
So we actually, this is our anniversary. This is our one-year anniversary. We launched, officially a little bit before this, but CES 2018 would have been our coming out party a little bit. We've helped brands. Unilid is one that we've been featuring a lot. They have a flexible lid device that allows you to sort of put to seal food on any side of container. They had to ship all over the world. I think we shipped into 50 countries for them, thousands of units, very late starting point, very unique sort of needs for this stuff. And they've been a great partner of ours, and we think we've helped with their success.
Now, let's say there's somebody listening right now that wants to launch a campaign, a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo, but they're not here at CES. What advice would you give them if they're listening right now on what to do before they take that big step?
Right. So we've got a lot of assets. I mean, I would say just reach out to Indiegogo or Ingram Micro. We've produced shipping guides, global market guides, sort of getting started things. We've got all the best practices. We can kind of tell you where common failures are. I would just say reach out and have a conversation. There's no commitments.
All right. Awesome, Tony. Is there a website that you could recommend?
So Indiegogo.com is a great place to start with. They have all the resources there for us. IngramMicroServices.com is the best place to go for our side of things. We've got all the resources and all the assets there that help get you started.
All right. Awesome, Tony. I hope you have a great rest of your show. Thanks so much for your time.
Cheers. Thank you.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you...
Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
While most of the technology here at the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show is futuristic, you know, flying cars and 8K TVs, there's some really cool retro stuff as well. Arcade cabinets and Polaroid photos and turntables. But I love when they add new tech to this nostalgic technology. And that's exactly what Mixtape is all about. I'm here with Paul Burns. He is the founder of Mixtape, one of the last gadget standing companies. And congratulations. I hope you had fun at today's contest.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a really great time. Love the opportunity and experience.
And you like rapped on stage in real time. That was pretty exciting.
It was very exciting. I'd never rapped in front of a big group like that before, and it's not really one of my things, but I went for it, and I think it went maybe okay. I couldn't really tell.
No, we loved it. We were in the audience, and it went over really well, as did your product. So it's called Mixtape. It kind of hints at what it's all about. So please share with my listeners what Mixtape is all about.
Right. So Mixtape is really a blend of like old school and modern tech. It's retro and modern at the same time. So it's a cassette tape that is a high def or hi-fi music player. So it's got it plays FLAC and MP3 and all of your high def formats, but it's also Bluetooth, has a headphone jack, memory card, rechargeable battery, but the coolest thing is that it doesn't just look like a cassette, it'll actually play as a cassette. So like it's very authentic in that way. So and that was super important. It's not like I didn't want it to just be a cosmetic thing. I wanted it to actually function as a cassette.
All right. So it's an MP3 player in the shape of a cassette, and you can listen to it in one of three ways. You can plug in your favorite headphones. There is a headphone jack, and it's got music. You've got storage, which we'll get to in a moment, built in, or you can expand it. You can the second way is through Bluetooth earbuds or Bluetooth headphones. You can listen to your music wirelessly off the player. And the third way, as you mentioned, it is a cassette that can be inserted into a cassette deck, should you still have one. And then when you press play on that boombox or on that home cassette deck, if you still have one, right, it'll play the MP3s?
That's absolutely correct. And like walking around CES, you probably did notice there are a lot of like boomboxes and tape decks that are coming back. Like, you know, Crosley has several. There are several other companies that are featuring boomboxes because that demand is back, right? So it's cassettes are very trendy, and people love to collect them, but it's also that old school, that physical media experience that people kind of cling to.
Right. So it combines the look and feel of a cassette, because it is in the shape of one, but it also can play your digital music, not just MP3s, but higher resolution files like FLAC, as you mentioned. Now, there's a touch screen on the actual cassette that lets you choose your music. Is that right? And then also talk to us about how many songs it can store.
Okay. So, yes, there's a built-in display, and then there's a control panel that is touch, like you mentioned. There's two versions that are available. There's a 4 gig version that does not have expandable memory. You know, it's more just kind of your basic version. And then there's a higher end version that has 8 gigs of internal memory, but also a micro SD slot up to 256 gigs. So that's about 60,000 songs. That's quite a bit.
Yeah, that's a lot. And even with the 8 gigs of internal memory, that's about what, 4,000 songs?
Between 2,000-3,000, depending on the quality of the files that you're using, but it'll play. Like, you can just drag your iTunes over, whatever your library is, just drag it over and it'll work.
Now, are you currently selling this on a crowdfunded platform, or where are you at in the actual distribution of this?
It's available on our website. We actually just made it on pre-order today for Last Gadget Standing, which is mixx.im. The company is Mixum. So you can pre-order it now. It ships in April, maybe a little bit sooner, but I think everyone's going to get them in April.
All right, so it's called Mixtape. How much are we looking at for the different versions? And does that include shipping costs as well?
Right, so the 4 gig normally would be $80, but on the pre-order it's $65, and that does include U.S. domestic shipping is included with that. And then the 8 gig, the premium version, is normally $100, but right now on pre-order it's at $80, and that also includes the shipping.
Awesome. Just before we wrap up, battery life, what's it like on the device?
Battery life is about 5 to 6 hours of continuous play. If you're using Bluetooth and a high def file, I've had it up to 9 or 10 hours. It just kind of depends on how much you're interacting with it, but you just let it play and it'll play for a long time.
Okay, awesome. Again, the website?
Mixx.im.
All right, thanks so much, Paul. Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Congrats again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, that pretty much wraps up today's show, a special Consumer Electronics Show, or CES edition of Tech It Out. I'll leave you with one more cool gadget. It's actually from LG, and it's called Homebrew. It is a beer maker for your kitchen. It's a small little appliance, a small little tabletop device that you buy pods for, not unlike a Nespresso or a Keurig, but you choose the kind of beer you want, like wheat or IPA or a stout or what have you. It takes about 17 days for everything, the fermentation, the carbonation, the aging, and then you've got about 1.5 gallons worth of great tasting beer when you're done, and it's a self-cleaning machine as well. How cool is that? All right, that's just a taste of what you can find here at the Consumer Electronics Show. Thank you to ASUS, my amazing sponsor, for powering Tech It Out each and every week here on the Radio America Network. Chat with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Org.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Well, we just made it through the midterm elections and already time to talk 2020, says Julian Castro, former President Obama's ex-HUD secretary, launching his 2020 presidential bid in front of a Texas crowd today.
I'm running for president because it's time for new leadership, because it's time for new energy, and it's time for a new commitment to make sure that the opportunities that I've had are available to every American.
The former mayor of San Antonio had announced an exploratory committee in December. Meanwhile, the partial closure of the federal government is now officially the longest shutdown in history.
At 22 days and counting, the current shutdown is the longest on record. It has surpassed the 21-day closure that ended in early 1996 during President Bill Clinton's administration. The budget impasse over a border wall has affected some 800,000 federal employees, more than half of whom are still working. All have missed paychecks, but government workers will receive back pay. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Again, that shutdown centering around security, keeping immigrants from crossing into the U.S. illegally. Also at townhall.com, a Dallas man, the latest Holocaust survivor, to have his story recorded in such a way that generations to come will be able to ask his image questions.
Max Glauben lost his mother, father, and brother at the hands of the Nazis. The University of Southern California Shoah Foundation has recorded 18 interactive testimonies with Holocaust survivors over the last several years. Images are currently being shown at museums in Illinois, Indiana, New York, and Texas. Glauben was 17 when U.S. troops rescued him while he was on a death march at the end of World War II. He turns 91 on Monday. Bob Agnew reporting.
SpaceX is laying off hundreds of workers. They say to save money for new huge projects. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
French authorities said two firefighters were killed and at least 47 people injured in a powerful explosion and fire caused by a gas leak at a Paris bakery that blasted out windows and overturned cars. Correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Firefighters pulled injured victims from windows and evacuated residents as smoke billowed over Rue de Trevise in the 9th arrondissement of north central Paris. The Paris prosecutor's office said that two firefighters have been killed in the bakery blast, correcting the overall figure of 4 dead given earlier by France's interior minister. Authorities said 10 people were in critical condition and 37 others less seriously injured. They also said around 200 firefighters and police were involved in the operation. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Breaking news and analysis on these stories and much more can be found at townhall.com. New Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel Friday over his handling of February's massacre in Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Deb Hickson, whose husband Chris was killed while trying to protect students from the gunman last year, says an unarmed wrestling coach did more than trained law enforcement officers did.
He is one of the adults that ran in that building immediately as soon as he heard something was going on. I look forward to a sheriff who trains his staff members and his law enforcement to do just that.
Several Broward deputies pulled their weapons but did not approach, even as officers from neighboring Coral Springs went into the building. Former Sheriff Israel says his firing is political. However, Governor DeSantis says that Israel failed during the February 14th shooting that left 14 students and 3 staff members dead that day inside the 3-story freshman building. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Welcome, everyone. It's Popular Technology Radio, and it is CES time, the Consumer Electronics Show. Here we are in Las Vegas. It seems weird to say CES 2019, but there, I said it. It wasn't so bad. But yes, we schlep out to Las Vegas for the biggest, one of the biggest trade shows that ever comes to Las Vegas, which is saying something, and that's CES. It is so fun to be here. We are stationed here in the South Hall above lots of wonderful companies, kind of in drone area. And this is not open to the public, which is why we are broadcasting to you, so you can experience it through the wonders and the miracles of radio and podcasting. So you're welcome. Here we are hanging out, and I got my good friend. Who is the first person that's going to be with me today? It's the guy who has been with me forever. It's Jeff Morrison.
It has
Jeff
been a while.
You were an editor-at-large, The Wire Cutter.
Yep.
And you also are working for CNET these days.
Yep.
And how many CESs have you been to?
This is my 19th CES. Nice and easy to count because my first one is in 2000. So.
19. And I
2001.
Think...
Wait.
Oh, is it?
No, 2001. That's why it's easy to count. Yeah, okay. It's been a long day already.
Yeah, it has been a long day. You know, and if, Jeff, if we were to give a visual for somebody who had never been to CES, how big is it? How many square feet? Just a wild guess.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It encompasses all of time and space.
It basically, which is, it, for the sake of argument, lost all of Las Vegas almost.
Pretty much, yeah.
So this convention center has many, many halls, and CES completely fills all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They spread out to other hotels. It is and
they've had to expand to like tents out in the parking lots.
That's right.
And it's overflowed all the buildings, so there's even more everywhere.
And I heard they're adding 300,000 more square feet of space here at the convention center.
Somewhere.
I don't know where to put it up. That's the only place they can go.
Right.
So you've been here for 19 years. I've been here. I want to say this might be my 22nd CES, which is maybe even more than that. It's hard to believe. But and I every
did they
year,
even have like electronics back then?
Well, they you know they had horse drawn carriages, of course.
Oh, well, that's high tech.
It was high tech in the day. So, so have you had a chance to walk around?
And I know,
What were you expecting when you before you came here? You mostly probably knew a lot of things were going to be introduced.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the thing now that's probably a lot more different than back when we first started going is that all of this stuff gets announced before the show.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, most press outlets get like preview stuff that they can publish after an NDA lifts, usually during the first day of the show. So. You know, just by going online, you can kind of see, oh, yeah, this got announced all immediately as it happens. And a lot of websites live tweet or live publish during press conferences to talk about what's being announced. So walking around the next day, you kind of, I saw that online. Yep, there it is in person. And
does it ever get not relevant to come? You know, that's a big question. And trade shows in general have that kind of problem, which is it's so expensive for companies to come. A lot of companies,
especially this one.
Yes, especially this one, and it's crazy to get a room here. If you can get a room, it's $600 a night. If you can get a table at a restaurant, it's a headache for companies to come. And you know, in
and
the
a lot of the smaller audio companies are not coming anymore,
right?
Because it's just not worth it for them. It's better for them to do smaller regional shows, which I think we've talked about before.
Yes.
I think there is something to be said about not only seeing the stuff in person, but kind of walking around. You get a vibe for what the year is really about. Like you said, we're down in this area where there's a lot of drone stuff, and there's a lot of drone stuff.
Yes.
A lot of robot stuff this year. And then in the Central Hall, there's TV stuff, and like this year is kind of more about 8K. I mean, a number of companies have been showing off prototype 8K TVs for years, and this year there's actually stuff where they're like, we're totally going to ship it this year. And like,
fingers crossed.
So that's certainly new. I haven't seen it yet, but LG has an OLED that rolls up into a little thing.
It's funny you said that because I have seen that. Now, I read about it coming to the show, and I was kind of like, all right, that's interesting. Now that I've seen it,
pretty cool.
I want one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is bitching.
I was talking with a couple colleagues about it, and we're all kind of the mindset of they're doing it because they can do it, but I also think that on top of that, there's going to be certain people who are like, I'll pay the premium for that.
Yes.
You know, it's not going to replace every TV, but it'll certainly replace some people. Like, no, I want something that disappears into a cabinet so I don't have to look
at it. And that's what it is. And I didn't grasp that when I read about it, because I don't think I saw any pictures. Mm. And then I read about it, okay, roll up, I don't see it in my world why that's important. And then you see it, and you're right, it comes, it's in a... It's
almost, console.
It's on a console that's kind of like, imagine a sound bar that's larger.
Sure.
And then comes out of that.
Or like a table that you'd have on the side of a room. It's and it's fairly low. Like obviously you can mount it higher than that, but it's an interesting look,
It's cool.
Yeah.
It is really cool.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of people listening who think, I want my TV to disappear. Especially if these things get as big as these companies want to go. Sony has a 98-inch 8K TV in their booth. And, I reviewed an 80-inch LCD when those first came out, and they're oppressive when they're sitting in your room and off or on. And this is coming from someone who has a 100-inch screen. I'm used to a much larger screen.
That's right.
There is something about a TV that size that just becomes very...
And when you say screen, but you have a projector and a screen.
Yeah. So it's
screen
a wall-size thing, But because it's not something that's out in the room, it's just flat, it doesn't kind of dominate the room, whereas an 80-inch or 98-inch TV definitely dominates the space. So something that would roll up and disappear when you're not using it, that size, I think that's a great
idea. Oh, it's a great idea.
World.
Exactly. All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We are at CES 2019, coming to you from Las Vegas. We've got more on Pop Tech Radio. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Mike Etchart, Pop Tech Radio, hanging out. It's Las Vegas. It's CES 2019, part of our ongoing coverage. We are here at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Unfortunately, it is closed to the general public, but we are here. We get to broadcast, and we've got all the kind of cool news coming at you, hopefully. And we've got Jeff Morrison from The Wire Cutter and CNET talking about roll-up screens and large, gigantic TVs that are 95 inches.
98.
98 inches, excuse me. And, you know, at that size, like you said, it's oppressive. It's so darn big.
Yeah.
But that's just where it's all going, right? I look at a 55-inch TV set, and I have to admit, I'm embarrassed to say it looks small. I mean, that's really what
that's
I need for my...
That's true, yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, that looks, was that a 40? No, it's a 55, for crying out loud.
When I first started talking about... When those first TVs, the 85-inch TVs started coming out, I had even said in my reviews of that at the time, I was like, look, these aren't ever going to be as popular as the smaller screen sizes.
Right.
And a lot of comments were always like, you don't know what you're talking about, this is the future. And I'm like, no. I love large screens. I will always have a large screen. But just the numbers don't support it. And now they are the largest screen sizes is the fastest growing, if I remember the numbers correctly, the fastest growing segment of the market, but it is still a much smaller part of the market than 50-inch, 60-inch, and so forth. And it looks like that's also, you look at worldwide, houses typically are smaller than they are in the U.S., so they can't fit necessarily a 80-inch screen in there. Maybe, some places,
but
sure.
If you're looking at even a 75 or a 65-inch TV set, you better have a pretty good-sized living room for that.
Yeah.
To me, you know, for the best viewing, and there are a number of guides online, you can kind of get approximations of how far away you sit and what size TV you should have.
There's an enthusiast might be more willing to sit closer to a larger screen and have that experience.
An enthusiast.
But, you know, the listeners of this show. But that doesn't necessarily mean that every member of a family would be as comfortable sitting that close to a large screen. They're going to want to sit back a little farther from it. And it kind of evens out where people are like, oh, I feel comfortable sitting this far away. And usually that's about 10 feet, regardless of screen size. So it's just something to keep in mind that not everyone likes screens that size.
Well, and... You know, back in when this show was called Sound and Vision Radio, and you were writing for Sound and Vision at the time, and, you know, we always used to talk about the WAF, the WAF, the Wife Acceptance Factor.
You might have. I've never used that term.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
I know what you're describing.
Yeah, but for those of us that are married, you know, there is a... there's a point of where your partner will step in and say, that's just too damn big for the room.
Right.
And... But even that's probably changing. And I was just speaking with somebody at TCL who makes a wonderful television set, often pointed out in the Wirecutter as one of the best sets, so like kind of $500 or around $500.
Yeah, they make a good TV.
They make a good TV. And but I was talking to somebody there, and she was saying, you know, you get the 55-inch home, and it seems big, or the 50-inch, or 55, and... it suddenly doesn't seem that big after about a week or so.
Sure.
You get used to it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I should have got
the 65. When you're standing 2 inches from it at a store, it seems a lot bigger than you put it in your house, and it seems a lot smaller.
That's
and that I have often given that advice, like, always go larger than you think you need. But in my mind, that was like, get a 60 instead of a 55, not get a 90.
Yes.
That's a whole other conversation.
That's right. But it's where we're going. I mean, there's no getting around it.
I don't know. I don't think we're going to get to a 90-inch TVs being commonplace, but... I think wall screens is far more likely, where you just have a wall that is off and it looks like paint, and then you turn it on and it looks like a TV. Samsung has their wall TV, literally called wall TV, or the wall, I guess. Sony has a version of that technology as well, where it's these little LEDs, micro LEDs in some cases, and those super bright, super small, and you can scale it to be the size of a wall and high resolution. That, I think, is far more likely because it doesn't have that oppressive nature of this thing in your living room. It's just the wall, and it's off. You don't even notice it.
Are we 5 years away from that being moderately affordable?
Maybe. I think 5 years from now, maybe that'll be an option for where these large screens prices are now. I mean, none of these companies have announced prices on these huge 8K TVs.
No, and LG has not announced our roll-up
price. But I mean, five figures for sure, to start. And that's fine, but I mean, will a wall TV be $10,000 in 5 years that you could, you know, conceivably install into your house? Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that'd be easy to do. Maybe even less, but... whether that's commonplace is a whole other thing.
We'll find out. All right, we've got to take a quick commercial break. On that note, we've got more with Jeff Morrison when we come back from CES 2019. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This is Popular Technology Radio. This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. Now, here's your host.
And we are back. It is Popular Technology Radio. We are in Las Vegas. My feet are hurting, and it's CES 2019. Jeff Morrison, editor-at-large from The Wirecutter and CNET, is here. We are talking screens and televisions. And who was I just talking to? I was in the TCL booth minutes ago. And I was looking at their offerings, their product offerings, and obviously the Wirecutter has been big fans of their TV sets, great TVs, around $500. And my brother got what must have been last year's model, a 50-inch TV, I think, maybe 55, 50 or 55, $379 Amazon, $379 for a damn nice television.
You know, it's amazing of just... having seen the arc of flat panel TVs, because I started in the industry kind of around that time of the first. I was working plasma. In Circuit City as a kid when the first plasma TV came out and how horrible those looked for $15,000. And then just kind of through my years of reviewing of plasmas and then the first LCDs, which also looked absolutely terrible. And they were always... kind of plasma TV is the best, and you get a Japanese plasma TV, and these are the best things. And then a little later on, it was like, oh, okay, well, actually, the Korean stuff ends up being a little bit better. And then there'll be on the undercurrents, like, oh, you get a cheap TV. Oh, all these Chinese TVs are terrible. Oh, yeah, terrible. Don't you know, want to get one of those? And now it's like, yeah, no, those look great, too.
Well, yeah, everything looks great, and it's unbelievably inexpensive. And in the case of these TCL TVs, you know, I understand TCL is the largest brand in China for television.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, and we've, I think, talked about this on the show over the years. You know, it's interesting, and we've all been coming for roughly 20 years to this show, and, you know, as it was a Japanese market for a lot of these flat panel televisions, then you see the Koreans come in.
Yep.
Then the Koreans, they do the TVs, and they're suddenly bringing in appliances.
Well, both the Korean companies, Samsung and LG, they've both moved higher end. They've pretty much, not completely, but more or less stopped competing in the low end of the market because they've kind of ceded that. So it's like, all right, well, we can't compete with these Chinese companies on the low end of it. And that was a number of years ago. And then now you have companies like TCL and... like Vizio, they get a lot of their TVs from certain Chinese companies, and they're kind of moving up market where they're selling stuff that's like, all right, yeah, we can do the cheap stuff, and that's fine, you want to do that, but here is our offerings of how we're going to do really, really good-looking TVs to compete on performance, and they're succeeding in a lot of ways. You know, they're not OLED quality yet.
No.
But I'm sure one of these companies will. I think it was Hisense or some other company, they were showing off OLED, but... I didn't hear anything after that, or where they were getting at, or whether they just were branding an LG panel, which is what most of these companies are doing. I'm not sure. But it's inevitable that, or I shouldn't say it's inevitable, because maybe they'll just pass by OLED completely and go to micro-LED or
micro-LED.
Quantum dot direct view.
Well, I want to talk about micro-LED, because that was I certainly saw some micro-LED TCL offerings. I was surprised to see in the TCL booth, appliances. So that was the Korean brands, Samsung and LG, you know, they did the TVs, then they bring in the appliances, and now we're seeing appliances from the Chinese companies as well. So, and they were a little cagey on when they're going to be released here. They're of course available in China,
right?
But it's just a matter of time.
Sure.
And
you know, that's the evolution of this industry. I don't know, is there another place after China?
Inevitably.
Yeah. Wherever that will be,
wherever
whether it's India
be.
Or Vietnam or whoever.
Could be, yeah. There's a discussion of that. There's also China is investing billions and billions and billions of dollars in Africa.
Yeah. Yes.
To build up infrastructure. And, you know, so there's a great video online. I think it was Wendover Productions did one where, like, Africa is China's China.
Right.
About this that they, I think it was Wendover Productions, that talking about how it's like they're hoping to get stuff, you know, manufactured inexpensively there, because now it's becoming too expensive to make things in China because
sure.
of how much better paid people are there now.
That's right, and they you know, like everything, you start making a little bit more money as a society or peoples in this mm-hmm. case in China. They want their MTV, so to speak. They want some stuff,
yeah.
and then the cost goes up, and that's, you know, maybe. Electronic components and oil and plastics, all that stuff costs the same. It's around the world for the most part. You save on labor in China, or you
right.
did
pretty much, yeah.
But
yeah.
now, as that standard rises, now
the other big thing about China, and a lot of people miss this when they talk about kind of bringing manufacturing to the U.S., is the fact that all of this stuff in bulk is going to China right now.
Right.
So it's cheaper. All those materials become cheaper because they're just being shipped to China.
Yes.
So it's easier to make them there. Whereas you were to divert off, let's say, 10% of it to make iPhones in the U.S., well, that 10% becomes significantly more expensive.
Yeah.
So all the parts become more expensive, and the labor gets more expensive to an extent. So, yeah, it's not just as easy as, like, oh, make stuff here. It's a lot more challenging than
it's
that.
It's a lot more challenging
than that.
Can't
just make a soundbite.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Well, you know, but it is fascinating because, you know, again, we have the perspective of coming here over the last 20 years, more or less. And it is interesting to just see the trends and the different countries come in. And you know, and I think we're all too young to remember. Well, I vaguely remember the Japanese stuff is cheap, you
yeah.
know, in the 60s when I was
sure.
a little kid.
Right.
And, boy, how that changed by the late 70s.
For that, certainly.
But,
certainly.
Again, these timelines are shrinking.
Much smaller.
Much shorter.
Much shorter. Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, so maybe we should come back in 20 years and we can play snippets from this show.
From this show, that's
and
right.
then we'll refer back to it, and I'll have my walker here.
There you go. We'll talk about the good old days. All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We are coming right back from CES. You're listening to Popular Technology Radio.
Stay right there. We'll be right back with more Popular Technology Radio.
Join Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation on Friday, February 1st for the annual Go Reading Luncheon at the Holiday Inn. Protect your heart health, the ones you love, and be inspired to live a heart-healthy lifestyle. Keynote speakers include two cardiovascular specialists sharing life-saving information on women's heart health. Shop in the Red Boutique, enjoy champagne, and complimentary Go Red goodie bag tote. Wearing red is highly encouraged. This event sells out every year. Go to ShastaRegional.com for more information. Let's get heart smart together at the Go Reading Luncheon.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil. The choice is ours.
We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
And we are back, Popular Technology Radio. Mike Etchart here, recording from the Las Vegas Convention Center. We are in the South Hall. We are hanging out with Jeffrey Morrison. He, of course, is the editor-at-large at The Wirecutter. TheWirecutter.com, one of my favorite sites for reviews. It's a fantastic site. He also writes for CNET. We are talking about displays and how inexpensive and yet large they are and look fantastic. It's a great time to be a consumer when prices are this low.
You know, I was walking through the Sony booth today and just looking at some of the TVs, and I actually had a mental thought of, like, I'm so glad that I don't review televisions anymore. Because, I mean, I write about the technology and I know about this stuff, but I kind of pulled myself back from actually reviewing them the way I used to. And I'm so glad, because even at the time when I stopped doing that, which was a number of years ago now, I was having difficulty kind of coming up with interesting things to say about these TVs, because, like, even at that point, like, man, they look pretty good.
Yes.
And now they look even better. Like, they look good then, and they were all fine, and then now it's like, okay, well, they look even better now. But the differences between them, the difference between an average television and a great television, I would say, is probably far less of a jump than it was 10 years ago.
Yes.
And so, like, even an average television now, it's like, that's going to be a great-looking picture, especially with HDR and quantum dot. Like,
oh,
these are amazing technologies.
And let's talk about quantum dot and micro-LED and what those two things are, because you're seeing that batted around here.
Yeah.
So, and then we also have OLED, and that's different.
Totally different.
Than OLED.
Yeah. All right, so this will be about a 30-minute segment. Is that
No, we don't have quite that long.
Okay, so quantum dot are these microscopic dots, essentially, that when you supply them with energy, usually light, they glow a different color of light. So you hit them with a little blue light, and they'll glow bright red or bright green. And they're also blue ones, but they're not typically used. So this is great for television, because you can have blue LEDs, which are a number of reasons to use blue LEDs, but that's a whole other side thing. But anyway,
we'll take your word for it.
Yeah. So they use blue LEDs, and then either on the strip of LEDs, they kind of coat that with quantum dots, or more commonly now, they have a layer in the TV that is the quantum dot material, so that when this blue light lights up, the red and green quantum dots also light up, and now you have blue from the blue LEDs and red and green from these quantum dots, and that's all you need for television, is red, green, and blue.
That's it.
And so these are unbelievably efficient, like 98% efficient when they're doing it. So it lowers the total power requirements for the television, or, as most companies do now too, they crank up the brightness for HDR.
Right.
Micro LED is kind of what it sounds like. They are little LED lights.
Okay, so we're done with quantum dots.
Yes.
Now we're micro LEDs.
Although I'll probably talk about them again in a second. But yes, generally so.
Okay.
Micro LED is, there's no TVs yet that you can buy with micro LED, but they're kind of like coming out. They're getting there. Samsung has the wall. Sony has, they used to call it Cletus, but I think they changed the name.
That's a bad name.
Yeah, that's a bad name. Crystal LED, I think, is what they're calling
it. Okay, that's a better name.
Yeah. And these are, right now, they're huge, because it's difficult to get the distance between the individual LEDs. So each pixel, or possibly even each subpixel, is an actual LED, which no TV up to this point has done.
Okay.
Because it ends up being kind of expensive to create these, but the price of the LEDs have come down enough. The efficiency is up so that the heat generated isn't as bad as it was. So you could have individual LEDs, and that's great, because that means you can individually adjust the brightness for each pixel, which you can't do with an LCD, and the contrast ratio becomes incredible, and the good contrast ratio, that's a good picture. Potentially, these could be brighter and more efficient and last longer than OLED. And so OLED's the last one, organic light emitting diode. Again, slightly different. You have a material that glows when you supply it with energy. It's organic because that's carbon in the types of things that, that's creating light. But again, you can create, like micro-LED, you can dim individual pixels or turn them off completely. You can have a black level that's actually no light, which you can't with an LCD. So the contrast ratio becomes far better, the image quality becomes far better, which is why typically pretty much every reviewer out there is saying that OLED is the best-looking picture, closely followed by some of these high-end LCDs now that have quantum dots and so forth. But what micro-LED is going to hopefully happen at some point is they'll get small enough that they'll be TV-sized, in quotes, and potentially look even better or at least as good as OLED, but offer kind of an alternative because OLED has its own issues with kind of it's difficult to manufacture. LG has pretty much got a handle on it, but it seems like, and this is just a guess on my part, that they have patents on enough things to do it cheaply that no other company has been able to do it. Samsung, when they briefly flirted with OLED, and they obviously couldn't get it, you know, the manufacturing cheap enough for them to actually make money on it, so they dropped it.
Well, it's confusing it from a consumer standpoint because you've got micro LED, you've got quantum dot, you've got OLED,
yeah,
and then you've
Samsung,
got QLED.
Yeah, and Samsung calls it, because Samsung, they've done this for so many years, where they take a name of something that's not really accurate, and then they market the hell out of it, and everyone assumes it. So it's their fault that everyone calls the TVs now LED TVs, but they're not, and they never have been. They just were LCD TVs that happened to have LED in them instead of what cold cathode fluorescence. So it was very frustrating to me as a writer talking about this stuff because people are like, oh, I want an LED TV, not an LCD. I'm like, no, that's the same thing.
Yes, right.
So, yes. So now they're calling them QLEDs to compete with,
OLED.
But it's not. It's just an LCD with an LED backlight with quantum dots that they're now just rebranding as, ooh, QLED. Now, I say that because I'm annoyed with the marketing. But the TVs look great. I mean,
well,
these are very good looking
televisions,
for sure. And Samsung has always made great TVs, but well, not always. But since they've become good, they have made good TVs consistently.
Yes, absolutely.
So, they put a lot of money in marketing.
So if we're talking about OLED, right now it's only LG, right?
Yes. So there are other brands that are in the U.S. that are selling OLED, like Sony. But those are...
Panels are made by LG.
LG panels, yes.
Right. So prices are coming down in OLED. Are you ready to say me as a new TV buyer should go out and get an OLED?
If that's in your budget, for sure.
But what's the budget? Are we talking... We're not under $1,000.
No,
are we under $2,000?
Yeah, I think in some cases that they're that price.
Okay, we're getting closer.
We are getting closer. And it's just, looking back, $1,500, $2,000 for a TV. For a high-end television, that's super low.
Compare what it used to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. On that note, Jeff, we need to say toodaloo to you. Thanks for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Always great to have you here. Jeff Morrison, he is, of course, the editor-at-large of The Wirecutter, and you can also find him on CNET. Stay right there. It's PopTech Radio from CES 2019.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Hey, and we are back. I'm Mike Etchart here with Pop Tech Radio at CES 2019. It seems still weird to say that, 2019, really? But yes, we are here. We are in the South Hall of Las Vegas Convention Center. And I've got Patrick Santucci from DJI. If you are a fan of drones, you really know who DJI is or are. Which is it, Patrick? Is or are? DJI is a company. You really know who DJI is. Let's go with that. How did DJI get to be the drone company?
So we started in 2006, and our real base platform was drone components. And then gradually we started to make our own drone. One of the core technologies, though, which is really interesting, is the signal that goes from the remote controller to the drone itself. This is a really difficult technology to develop, making sure that you have a steady, reliable connection to control this piece of technology that's a distance from you. So that's actually a real strong backbone to DJI as a company is this remote control technology. And then in the last few years, I mean, if you follow our company, you see that we've been popping up pretty much everywhere, and we are the leader in civilian drone technology now.
It's amazing, and it's only been since 2006 that you guys have been around. I mean, you know, this market has exploded. We happen to have our booth kind of in drone land. You know, they kind of break. Not exclusively, but there tend to be sections here at CES, and this is lots of drone companies. But you guys are the big kahuna for sure, and we kind of take it for granted now how amazing the technology is, don't we? How far we've come since 2006, which isn't that far back, but it's dramatically changed. And again, you know, my last guest, Jeff Morrison from The Wirecutter, we talked about, you know, just how how manufacturing has reduced the price and increased the quality of all this stuff here. No matter where you are at CES and in the drone world, it's unbelievable what these things can do. The quality of the camera, the distance, the speed, everything has changed year by year.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable, and it's really cheap to get into a drone. I mean, it's crazy. So, if somebody wants to just kind of step, they're not familiar with drones. What's a good starting place?
So, I'm going to recommend DJI.
Of course, and I, as you should.
Yeah, if you're interested in drone technology, I really recommend starting out with a product like our Spark drone, which is it came out a few years ago. But I recommend this drone for several reasons. And as we've worked to expand drone usage in different media outlets. The biggest holdup has been mainly, I've never flown a drone before. I really want to, you know, take a look and write about its technology. But where do I start? Like, I'm terrified of crashing this thing. You know, the product's usually on loan, so, you know, it's a risk. So what I usually do is I send the DJI Spark. And it's an older product, but it's super rugged. It's super compact, but it actually has a lot of the, like, core technologies that make flying our drones super easy. So GPS signal, so it hovers in place when you let go of the joysticks. You know, you can control it, connect your phone, you can see the cameras, live feed. So it's a pretty affordable drone at this point. It's I think it's under $400 now.
Wow.
For in the U.S. market. And it's honestly, you got a decent camera. You got some of the core technologies that make DJI drones so reliable in a little portable form factor. And it, honestly, it's probably one of the best starter drones I could actually recommend.
And you're talking $400,
yeah,
give or take, or less. And it's just unbelievable.
$400, yeah. And it's rather rugged too, because people do crash them. That's why I
sure.
send them to. You know, you're going to learn. And these drones, they take a beating.
And they keep on licking.
Yeah.
So, and one of the things is, since I came from the entertainment business. It is amazing how drone technology has transformed movie making.
Mm-hmm.
And again, in like everything, whether it's cameras or the editing programs, the price is coming down. And when you used to have to get a helicopter to do a lot of these aerial shots,
yeah.
and now you can get maybe a $400 device, and it's stunning. And again, the power of that technology in the hands of the average consumer is amazing. It's
yeah.
a wonderful time to be a consumer and being able to get all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the entry level. When we talk about kind of the high end, what are you bringing to the table these days? You know, what's kind of the top end of the market in terms of cool features?
So this last August, we actually launched our Mavic 2 series.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mavic Pro, when it first came out a few years ago, was really the gold standard for a drone. It was highly compact. It has this iconic folding design, so it's super portable. It has a pretty decent camera. And then the transmission signal, again, one of DJI's cores, was really state-of-the-art when we launched that. So this last August, when we launched Mavic 2, we came out with just a completely upgraded system. So from the Spark, there's a few other layers of drones, but for people that are content creators or people that are interested in really higher image quality and higher performance, the Mavic 2 is really a gold standard. So it still has the iconic folding design. It has omnidirectional sensing, so always trying to keep people out of trouble. We're not trying to help you, not crash.
Yeah.
So sensing on the front, the back, the sides, the rear, top, bottom, you name it. Some of the latest transmission signals, so it's a really high performance AccuSync 2.0 transmission. It's a DJI specialty. So you get, although FAA regulations, you have to keep the drone within line of sight. We've tested the drone for up to 5 miles of range.
Wow, 5 miles of range.
Yes,
that's
yes.
stunning.
But you always need to follow your regulations for whatever country
of course.
You're flying in.
Absolutely, or state or county
exactly.
or city, all kinds of things pertaining to that.
Yes,
but
yes.
And that is one of the things you must learn as a consumer if you enter the drone market, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So that's the Mavic 2 system, and that's kind of actually right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two versions. We have the Mavic 2 Pro, and that features a 1-inch sensor and a camera we co-engineered with Hasselblad. So you get really killer image quality out of it. And then we also have the Mavic 2 Zoom, which is the second version of it, and that actually is a smaller sensor, but you get a 2x digital and 2x optical zoom. So you have this really unique zooming function, which is not really found in almost any of our other drones. And that's really the gold standard for, your average consumer or people that are content creators, you own your,
sure.
own your own YouTube channel or your...
And what are we talking price-wise for those?
The Zoom is a $1,200, and
okay.
then the Pro goes up to about $1,500.
Okay. Still, that's not a lot of money for what you're getting.
Yeah. Yes.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And then we actually go into our higher-end gear, too, so you can look at last October, or actually 2 Octobers ago, 2017, we launched the Zenmuse X7. This is where you really enter the more Hollywood production level.
Uh-huh.
So this goes on our Inspire 2 drone, which is a bigger rig. It has a max flight speed of 65 miles an hour and 30 minutes of flight time. But this camera is really state-of-the-art. It's a 6K camera. It's got a 24-megapixel stills, interchangeable lens system that we designed, all made from carbon fibers, so they're super lightweight. They're all balanced so that when you swap lenses, you don't have to worry about it being imbalanced or anything like that. And that's really, the higher-end movie-making side.
Awesome. All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. We are Pop Tech Radio. We are at CES 2019. Stay right there. We are coming back for you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Back to Pop Tech Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
It is CES 2019 Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchard here for our last segment of this, what is continuing coverage, actually, of CES. We're doing a number of shows from the show today, so just because we're wrapping up, we're going to have more next week and in the week after as well. We've got Patrick Santucci. He is the Senior Communications Manager for DJI, the preeminent drone maker here. So you guys are dipping into other things as well besides drones now.
Yeah, so we're definitely most known for our drones, but if you look at our drones now, most of them have a high-quality camera,
mm-hmm.
and what you get out of that high-quality camera is really steady footage, so that's actually our gimbal technology. Yes, we're very much a drone company, but we've started taking that gimbal technology to the ground. So if you look on our professional side, we have products like the Ronin 2 or the Ronin S, and these are handheld gimbals for your camera.
Right.
Everything from high-end cinema cameras to the Ronin S, which supports, you know, mirrorless systems or DSLRs, and then even your mobile phone. So we have like our Osmo series. So Osmo Mobile 2 stabilizes your phone footage, or the Osmo Pocket, which we just released last November. It's a little 4K camera. It's about the size of a candy bar, and it's a three-axis gimbal and a 4K camera.
I wonder if that was anybody's intention when they started the drones, that they would parlay, you know, kind of take a detour into that world. Maybe that was a great part of the grand plan, but maybe not. And that's the interesting thing about technology, is sometimes it takes you where you least expect it.
Absolutely.
Boy, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And all of these things are available now, or are you guys showing anything that's coming out in the future, or is everything that you show here out in stores right away?
Almost everything is available right now on the market, with the exception we did release a new remote controller, the DJI Smart Controller for the Mavic series.
Mm-hmm.
That should be available sometime in the next few weeks, pending government reopening.
Ah, there you go. Of course. That is the asterisk by that statement. And we should, you know, since we're talking about drones, we should, in general, what does a consumer need to do in terms of licensing when they get a drone? I know it depends, but do they generally need to get a local license to fly that drone?
So there isn't really a local license. There's your taking your Part 107 test.
Okay.
And that's only really applicable when you're doing commercial work. So are you making money from flying the drone?
Uh-huh.
If the answer is yes, then you need a Part 107 license.
Okay.
If you are just flying for fun, you know, capturing photos of, you know, your vacation,
mm-hmm.
For the most part, you do not need a license.
But if you live near an airport or a variety of things, you know, how does one educate themselves on what they need and what restrictions they have?
Yeah, so there's a ton of sources. So DJI's website has geolocation, so where you can fly, where you can. Check out your local state regulations, review the federal government regulations. But a lot of our drones are aimed to keep people out of trouble. So within our drones, we have a block around airports.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't take off within a certain range of airports.
Yes.
So this is technology that we're trying to, you know, keep everyone out of trouble the best we can as this technology becomes more prevalent. So that's one where we kind of block you away from airports because that's what the FAA regulates. But then there's also, you can't go 400 feet above ground level. That's an FAA regulation as well. It's built into our drones, again, trying to keep you out of trouble. Yeah. And then another thing worth mentioning is when you first buy a DJI drone and you create an account and you're using our app, we actually have this thing called a knowledge quiz, and it offers 8 questions, and it goes through real basic information, but it's trying to reiterate, you know, the important rules and regulations that that come with flying a drone.
Wow. And of course, DJI is an international company. All
Absolutely.
Of these drones are available around the world. And, you know, I assume the same restrictions in most European countries, most industrialized nations have the same restrictions.
They're similar, yeah. Yeah. They vary, but for the most part, similar.
Yeah. And what's the DJI website, by the way?
DJI.com.
It doesn't
Real simple.
What does DJI stand for?
Daejeong Innovations.
Oh, it does. Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go. It's a Chinese name, I assume.
Chinese name, global company. I mean, in the U.S., we have 4 offices alone.
Yeah. No, absolutely, yeah.
We grow very rapidly.
That's fantastic. Patrick Santucci, thank you so much for joining us.
My
it's been
pleasure.
A pleasure. I had a chance to walk through your booth. It is stunning how cool this stuff is.
Thank you.
I mean, it is absolutely super cool. And on that note, folks, we do need to wrap up this episode of Popular Technology Radio from CES 2019. We sure appreciate you listening to us, whether it's on the radio or if it's podcast. By the way, we are podcast and available wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple iTunes. So if you want to check out other episodes, we are there. And also, we're going to have more shows upcoming from CES. So this is the first one of many. So so much to cover here. My feet hurt. It's a gigantic place. About 150,000 people here, give or take. So there's a lot of stuff to talk about. So we're going to have to spread it out over several shows. So we got more in the future with that. Big thanks to Cody Castleberry. He keeps it real and he keeps it organized and he keeps me focused and on task. And he is also the producer and the editor of the show. So thanks so much for listening, folks. Have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful day. We'll be back with more on Popular Technology Radio.
Listen to more episodes and check out our blog on poptechradio.com.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell. Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
Get me every time.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with